The firm was known as Scrooge and Marley. Scrooge never painted out old Marley's name. There it stood, years afterwards, above the warehouse door. Scrooge and Marley. But he was a tight-fisted hand at the grindstone, Scrooge. A squeezing, wrenching, grasping, scraping, clutching, covetous old sinner. The cold within him froze his old features, nipped his pointed nose, shriveled his cheek, stiffened his gait, and didn't thaw one degree at Christmas. A carol singer stooped down at Scrooge's keyhole to regale him. But at the first sound of "God bless you, merry gentlemen, let nothing you dismay," Scrooge seized his ruler with such energy of action that the singer fled in terror, leaving the keyhole to the fog and even more congenial frost. "A Merry Christmas, Uncle! God save you!" cried a cheerful voice. It was the voice of Scrooge's nephew.
"Bah!" said Scrooge. "Humbug! What right have you to be merry? You're poor enough."
"Come then," returned the nephew gaily. "What right have you to be dismal? You're rich enough." Scrooge, having no better answer ready on the spur of the moment, said "Bah!" again, and followed it up with
"Humbug!"